to look down.
Hey guys, it's Lavetta.
And it's Miriam.
And this is a Notorious Women podcast, a comedy podcast about some of history's most notorious women.
Some of these queens are heroic.
And some of these bitches are horrific. But we think the most interesting thing of all is that they're all what?
Notorious.
Notorious. We're going to get there. We're going to sync up one day.
Maybe.
How are you, my friend?
Oh, Lord. I'm fine.
Listen, fine.
You can't. I can't spend the next 4 years being like, ugh, you know? So I'm not gonna.
But you know what you can do now?
What can I do?
You can buy a Chanel bag for $10. Come straight from China.
You heard about this, right? Wait, no, but I also don't want to support a Nazi. You know she was a Nazi, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, you can buy an Hermes bag for $20. I don't know.
There we go.
Ever since J.D. Vance, our vice president, called China a land of peasants, the Chinese are so petty. Oh, and I love this level of petty. So they've been inundating TikTok with manufacturers and people who are in the industry basically breaking down, saying that all of the luxury items, Hermes, Chanel, all of this is made in China. But what they do is they make it in China and then they send it to Milan or France, Italy or France, and they put on one thing, like it could be like a label or something, and it says they're able to say made in Italy that way.
Oh my God.
So they're breaking it down. So they're like, you can buy it from us directly for at cost or a little bit above cost. And one guy broke down like an Hermes bag is like basically $450 really to make, but they sell it for $14,000.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Or $40,000.
I did not know bags were that level stupid.
Oh no. It's Hermes bags are like $40,000.
Like you could feed a small country with an Hermes bag. That's why
when you see a person who has like a green one or like a neon yellow, you're like, that's insane, because that bag costs at least $25,000.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You know, I just discovered something. Because remember, I was like, I don't know what to do. Target is now out of the world of possibilities. Nordstrom Rack. First of all, I did not realize how wonderful Nordstrom's could be for me at this time. But they have some cute purses. Okay.
Oh, they have lots of cute things. Yes. At Nordstrom Rack and Nordstrom. Yeah.
Okay. Listen, if they want to fund our podcast, I am happy to take their money as well. But I was like, okay, Target, I don't need you. Goodbye. Sweet. Peace out.
Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, this is what they voted for. So,
yep.
You know, we all getting screwed in the end. But China's like, also, land of peasants. You know, and they're like, and then they're like going back in his background. And, you know, he wrote that book about being from like the Appalachian, like poor.
Who wrote this book?
J.D. Vance.
Oh, my God.
Hillbilly Elegy. Yes.
Yes. Of
course. So they're like, you calling us peasants?
You literally wrote a book about being a peasant. Do you know what a peasant is? You probably don't, because you're J.D. Vance. And what are you even doing, JD? Oh my God.
I don't know, but the level of pettiness that China is exhibiting, I'm here for it. No notes.
100,000%.
So if you want an Hermes bag, but they're doing it with Lululemon, they're doing it with Nike.
Wait, hold on. I could use Lululemon.
They're saying, oh, those $100 leggings that they charge you, you can get them here for $7. No, seriously.
I believe it. Like, I don't need the little Lulu sticker. I just like soft leggings. Okay.
You can get them straight from. You might have to wait a little bit longer. So we're not used to the 2-day Amazon Prime, whatever. You wait a little bit longer, but you can get 10 pairs of Lululemon for $70.
I got to tell you, listen, I'm going to do that right now. We got to go. The end of our podcast is now. Miriam has to buy some leggings. So here's what happened to my Amazon account. I'm going to tell you what happened. It's a story. Okay. Are you ready?
Okay.
So I no longer have Amazon. So, yeah, Jeff Bezos can suck it. But also, here's why. So I wake up one morning and I get an email that's like, oh, your Roblox gift card will be downloaded, da, 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 da. And I'm like, okay, spam, right? Because I didn't order a Roblox gift card. So I go and I look to prove that it's spam to my brain and then just delete the whole thing. It's not spam. It's from Amazon. And it's, you know, and then I look at my credit card statement and I'm like, yep.
Oh, no.
So it was taken. Now, I had noticed about maybe a couple of weeks prior when I'd order something from Amazon, the response was in Spanish. What?
Oh.
Why is the response in Spanish? What? Okay. I didn't think about it. Should have thought about it. Didn't. So I call Amazon, like, you know, get the runaround, finally get someone to talk to. And I'm like, so here's the deal. Did not order Roblox. And while we're talking, why is everything in Spanish? They're like, oh, well, your account was hacked and they changed it to Spanish for you. And I was like, cool.
For you.
Uh-huh. And I'm literally some of these emails, I'm like, what? I don't know what. I don't know. Are you? So I'm trying to get rid of it, to change it over, right? And she's like, okay, I did the thing. You'll get your money back. You know, all is good. And in like a 24 to 48 hours, you'll get an email and it'll be in English because we fixed it. I do get an email. It's in Spanish. Like, okay. So I call back and the woman is like, oh yeah, they actually didn't do anything for you. Nothing. But I'm going to do what I can for you. And she's like, while we're on the phone, I'm going to tell you that you should take your credit card off of your account. Just.
Yeah.
And I was like, how? Because they make it real hard. And she's like, I love this woman. I don't remember her name. But listen, lady that talked to me on Amazon, thank you. So she talked me through it. Go take your credit card off. And she's like, just take it off until it's resolved. Okay.
Right.
Hang up. Right. Next day, email in Spanish. And I'm like, and I don't.
Well, I'm not laughing because this is terrible. Right. This is just annoying.
And then, so then credit card is off, but then I need things because I live in the world. So I put my credit card on for a moment, order the thing, and then I take it off. And I do this like two or three times. After the third time, I get the response again in Spanish, on Espanol, s'il vous plaît. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to get rid of Prime. I'm done.
Oh.
So I did it. I pulled the credit card and I said, no more Prime. Get rid of it. Don't charge me next. Turns out I have 174 days left of Prime. So it wasn't the bold statement I thought it was. unfortunately, so we're like, okay, well, we still have a little bit left. We can order things. And now Amazon is like, fuck you. I don't know who you are. It like won't let me back in. It's like, nope.
Wow.
Yep.
I wonder if that's going on with a lot of people. Like, I wonder, because I mean, listen, the tariffs has got, and wasn't Bezos a Trump supporter? So
of
the tariffs,
course he was.
I'm sure it's fucking up the business. Yeah. So
every single person that supported him that has any sort of business is getting fucked up right now. Okay. So
unfortunately, so are the people who didn't vote for him. That's the downside.
Yeah, I'm one of those people. So yeah, I'm thinking of living a minimalist life.
It's you can do that, but it's hard when you have children.
Yeah, they're not agreeing with me on this plan. They have solid opposition. It's not going well so far. Okay.
Children want things and need things
so much. But listen, what we have discovered is the land of thrifting. That's what we've discovered.
Oh,
we're thrifters now.
Yeah.
My mother hates it. She's horrified.
Yeah, I get it. Is your mother
a snob?
Is your mother Victoria Ratliff? Is it Ratliff?
Who?
It's Ratliff.
Oh.
From White Lotus.
Listen, okay. Moodism. I don't want to call out my mom, but the entire the entire season, she is my mother from North Carolina with more money, because it's I'm not even knocking her in that. Oh my God, every aspect of it. I will love you always. I think this is a bad idea. If you're going to do it, I'm going to give you an extra credit card. Like, this is how I moved to New York.
Do you want to live in Taiwan?
And we're in Thailand. Like, it's literally, like, I literally called home and I was like, I'm going to move to New York. And my mother was like, I don't know. We'll think about it. And my father was like, she wants to move to New York. She can move to New York. That's, you know, she's a grown up. She'll get a job.
Right.
And my mother was like sending me an extra credit card that linked to their account just in case. Like, we have the same.
You have the same mother. Buddhism. Well,
she doesn't take drugs to calm her. I'll say that. She's not, that's, it's not the same, you know, same. What? But that, it's the way she relates to her babies. The way she relates to her babies of like, okay, if you're going to do it, we are still going to be very much a part of it.
Yeah. And I understand Victoria Ratliff, the way she was her baby, without the snobbery and the problematic thinking about other people.
She's not horrible, but it's like, my children should have this.
Yeah. Which, but I mean, that, I get it. That's part of it. But of what you want your kids to have more than what you had. But
yes.
She's just Parker. I mean, I think we like that character because it's Parker Posey. I think if it was done by somebody else,
I think that's why, because it's like Parker Posey. So it's like, of course I love her, but she's very
deeply likable. And like, but my question with Victoria is, if her life is so good, if they live like such kings and queens, like why is she medicating? Like, why is she self-medicating if her life is so great?
Why are her children having sex with each other? Like, there are so many questions.
Well, I wasn't going to go there.
Sorry.
I wasn't going to go there, but...
I can't let it go. I can't. It's like Chelsea said, there is no amount of drugs that would get me to have sex with my brother. Ew. Oh, my
well,
God.
Technically, only one of them, because the other one was sort of out of it and drugged
receiving?
Up. So okay, let's move on, because the incest is just, I don't understand the incest. And
it's not best. It's not.
Note.
Okay, we should probably get started.
What do you have that's part of our new series, our Southeast Asian Notorious Women series? Who do you have today to share with us?
Southeast Asian. Listen, I have the greatest woman. Now, here's the deal. We've talked about this off of the microphone, that it can be harder to get information on people in different parts.
That's true.
Like Southeast Asia, it's hard when we're in... Middle Eastern areas, sometimes it's just we don't get that information, doesn't come here. And I wonder if some of it has to do with a lack of interest, but like in the United States, in the
Western
world. I
would say that's the number one thing. And I also think, because you can get stuff from East Asia, but Southeast Asia is a little
Southeast Asia is harder, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So I'm going to talk today about a woman named Neves Fernandez.
Neves Fernandez. Okay.
So she's from the Philippines. Now, little backstory.
Okay.
This is around World War II. Now.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
So she was in the Philippines from there, World War II. Now, during the war, right, there wasn't a lot of women. You know, you and I have tried to find some other than like Rosie the Riveter, or like, you know, we've heard like code breakers and things like that, but actual guerrilla warfare, not a ton.
No.
But apparently in the Philippines specifically, a lot of the guerrillas who fought back were led by women. So
really,
yeah. So it's not just her. It's like a lot of them did, and it was not opposed, if you will. You know.
Oh, okay.
I did not know this.
I didn't either.
She's one of the lesser known Filipina guerrilla leaders. So I got this PacificAtrocities.org and also the Philippines Veterans Affair Office is where I got sort of most of my information. I put some things together. I probably got something from Wikipedia, but I don't remember. When I get things from Wikipedia, I try to source it.
Yeah,
from the Wikipedia.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, okay, so she was born in the Philippines. We think she was born around 1906. She's probably of Waray descent, which is a subgroup of the Bisaya people. And their primary language is Waray. And I don't really know what I'm saying right now, but
not Tagalog, huh? Not the,
right. I have some Filipino friends and they don't speak that language.
Okay.
Now we don't know almost anything about her childhood. Pretty sure she was married. We don't know to whom. And that's about it up until we know that she was a school teacher. So she was a school teacher in Tacloban, Leyte before the war broke out. Now, the Japanese occupied the Philippines. We do know that, but something mm-hmm. that I didn't kind of realize until researching her is that because most of the Allied forces went to Europe to fight against the Nazis in Germany, mm-hmm. They were less,
protected?
They showed up less in the Southeast, and the Asian countries. So they were winning. Basically the Japanese had taken over the Philippines and they were doing well. The Philippines didn't have a lot of allied protection essentially.
Okay.
So the Filipino people took it upon themselves and, so we've talked about this before a little bit on the podcast, but like, you know, trigger warning for some terrible things.
Okay. Yeah. It's war. So, yeah.
They took everything away from the Filipino people. They took their possessions. They forced women to be comfort women, which just FYI is basically like a woman who's there to be raped constantly. It's awful. You know,
yeah,
terrible, terrible, terrible. It's not something that's talked about much. It's a thing that I learned as a grown up with a podcast called Notorious Women. And I think that it should be something as we learn. I think that as we learn of the atrocities of war, like it's very important. I'm Jewish, right? Never forget. Very big on. But we need to learn about all of the atrocities, because I feel like if you don't, you can continue to have these atrocities and keep them hidden, because we're not looking out for them. We need to look out for them, right? That's my TED talk. Thank you. Okay. So there was some bullshit, and Neves was like, "This is some bullshit,"
and she was like, "The Japanese were brutal.
Oh my god,
everywhere they went, yeah, the Japanese were brutal."
So. She took matters into her own hands. Now, there was a whole underground resistance in the Philippines. I did not know this. There was a whole thing. So these Filipinas, they first of all broke many gender conventions. So many, I'm going to say it again, were run by women. They organized guerrilla units. They conducted a lot of the spy and infiltration work to provide stable communication and supply networks, which the underground resistance used throughout the entire war, the entirety of the war.
I wonder if it's not only just cultural that a lot of the guerrilla groups were, or resistance groups were run by women, if the men were off fighting elsewhere.
Oh, I believe it, right? So yeah. we have yeah. like Rosie the Riveter, and we have the women who are going to work in the factories, which we considered like, you know, a sacrifice, although a lot of women liked going to work every day. That's another podcast moment. But these were the heroic things, right? Bake for our troops, do a dance, and all of that is fine, but it's not the entirety of what we did. It's just not.
Yeah, exactly.
And we needed these women in the Philippines because there were only so many troops, right?
Yeah.
In the world.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, reminder, World War II. Okay. So she was a teacher, right? And apparently, from what I gather, she was inspired to do this to protect her students. So I think they came knocking on her classroom door and she was like, oh no, absolutely not. So she led a group of 110 native men for south of Tacloban, which where she was teaching, where she was from. She started out with 3 rifles and she taught her troops to improvise grenades and guns made of gas pipes, or she just stole Japanese weapons. Good for her. That's mine now. Okay. So some of the weapons I'm going to talk about, because I think it's interesting, is she used something called a paltik, which I just said with like a lovely Hebrew accent. It was Passover, y'all. I just spoke in Hebrew. I do it once a year. Okay. which is a homemade shotgun made out of gas pipes. What?
Wow.
She was known for using her bolo, which I feel like other people know what a bolo is, but I did not. It's a long knife used for clearing vegetation. So you see those movies.
Oh, so it's not a machete?
Walking through. It's not. It's a long knife. And apparently, like, so many, like, people, when they talked about her, she had it and she wielded it to perfection. And also, like, made homemade grenades, which is, like, casings filled with old nails.
Damn.
How clever. And ouch.
Mm. Yeah, and ouch is right. Yeah.
Uh-huh. As well as it should be, right? Okay. So she would dress in all black. And they called her the silent killer because when she went after them, she was known for being silent in her aggression, shall we say.
Mm.
She gained the respect of native locals. And she was so successful, okay, in taking out Japanese patrols that the Japanese military placed a 10,000 peso bounty on her head. That's how good she was. They knew of her.
And you know, what's so messed up is, of course, a teacher would make a wonderful resistance soldier because they have to improvise the fuck out of everything.
Yep.
No matter where they are in the world.
Got to figure it out.
A teacher.
Yep. You have no choice. Yeah. I once, total side note, my kids came home and they said, somehow, you know, a teacher is sick, they get a substitute. Somehow they did not get a substitute for one of the classes. And I think three classrooms had to be melded into one class. And one of like the yard aides or something came in to help and the teacher just like did it. And I saw her the next day and I was like, I hear your like superhero status. And she's like, yeah, I don't know what I did. But she did it. And the kids had fun. Because you have no choice.
So imagine that energy going into making weapons for war.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Got to do it. Did it. So they, throughout their time, they liberated prisoners of war. They sabotaged Japanese supplies. They conducted hundreds of raids on the Japanese Imperial Army. Now, they also,
hundreds.
By the time...
Wow, hundreds.
Hundreds. Like,
wow.
And it's, again, like, I don't know. I feel like I should know more about her, and I don't. And it could also be that she didn't want to be...
Well,
she wanted to put it behind her, right?
Yeah.
But it's incredible.
Yeah, I'm sure they know about her in the Philippines, though. I'm sure.
Yeah. And in America, finally showed up in 1944, which is...
You know why, though?
Tell me.
After Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, I know. I just wanted you to say it.
Okay. Because so, before, America's like, nothing's going on. I don't want to hear it.
Let me tell you, in my history class, I have always been this way, by the way. I have always been this way. So in my history class, and they tried to tell us, okay, AP history, I will call it out, that the reason America did not join to help protect the war, save the people, the innocent people, until later in the war. It was actually like 43, I think. I don't remember when Pearl Harbor was. But we took our sweet ass time.
Yeah.
Why? Because they said in my class, well, we didn't know about the atrocities. We just didn't know. And my friend and I both like, woo, hand right up. They absolutely did. You can look up. They knew this was happening in the Philippines, in Southeast Asia. They knew this was happening in Europe, but they didn't care. Say it.
Yeah, they're like, we have enough problems. And just for reference, Pearl Harbor happened December 7th, 1941.
Oh, shit.
So it took them two years to get to the Philippines.
That's what I'm saying. 3 years. Like, it was before that. And then we were like, but is it that bad? Bitch, yes. Okay.
Yeah.
And they're walking around being like, we freed you. Okay. You know what? Sometimes I have opinions, Lavetta. I usually try to be very quiet and shy and just like let the men speak for me. But occasionally,
Miriam, nobody buying that. Why are you lying to the people?
I don't know. My husband just tells me what to do and I say yes, dear. Yes. Right now, my husband is crying right now and he doesn't know why. I always tell him, I'm like, you could have married her, but you didn't. You married me. And this is what you get.
I love it. I love the love wrapped up in threats. I just love it. And
Keeps it spicy, you know?
Yes, it does.
All right. So Americans finally showed up in 1944. By then, she and her forces had liberated many villages from the Japanese, and they also freed dozens of comfort women. Thank God. She was honorably discharged from service on May 31st, 1945, with a rank of sergeant under the unit of headquarters and headquarters and service company, 95th Infantry, Leyte Area Command. Now,
wait a minute. So she was fighting as a resistance fighter, but was she formally in the military, or was that something that they inducted her afterwards into the military after they got rid of the Japanese and then
they
honorably discharged her?
Didn't tell me.
Okay.
So I don't, I like, I
because
do,
I,
like,
I
again,
would imagine if you're with the resistance, it's not like an army because with the Japanese occupying Philippines.
I think the Philippines created this underground network. It's through them that she did all of this.
Oh, okay. I thought it was just, you know, like, like, you know, they say the resistance in France, you know.
Which is, I don't think, yes, there was a resistance. I mean, there was a Jewish resistance. There were, you know, but they were formed. I think this seems to me, based on what I managed to find, and I'm sure someone could call in and be like, yeah, you missed an entire like book that you could have read that no doubt.
I'm thinking it's probably like the Viet Cong in Vietnam.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Much like, more organized.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. That makes sense. Okay, good. We cleared that up for our listeners.
I try and.
No, it's hard because we don't have all of the information.
Yeah.
Because America's gone America. I mean, they're trying to get rid of America. What happens on American soil? So
listen, I know.
Reporting maybe that's on what happens next, in another country. Yeah.
That's what our next arc should be. American women, they're trying to hide.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
So many. Yeah.
17 person arc won't even begin. Trying to explain that to my children is fun.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so let's talk about the good news. She apparently lived to be in her early 90s.
I love it.
She was survived by her sons and her grandchildren. Okay.
I love it.
Now, the only evidence of her bravery and heroism, right, that survive remain in one photo. I'll post it. Through a small 1944 American newspaper article depicting her guerrilla contributions prior to the arrival of the Americans. And it's, I mean, she looks badass. She's got
I mean, that's so interesting because there's so much bravery in the world. Like, so many people just go out and do it because it has to be done. And women are very good at that. Just, it has to be done.
Yes.
And afterwards, you're like, well, part of you is like, motherfucker, I didn't want to have to do it, but I have to do it. So now I just want to go back and be regular and be in my, like, just have a regular life.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want glory. I just want to go back to my kids. I was teaching and I want them to be safe.
Right. I just wanted them to be safe. I mean, they say that about Schindler as well.
Mm-hmm.
That he was this, he's a flawed man and then became this sort of, he did the heroic thing and then went back to being
a flaw,
you know, it didn't, which I think is okay. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't.
It's part of the human experience.
It's
because we watch too many superhero movies and you know, even Batman, who's not a real superhero. Don't get me started.
Oh.
He's just rich, y'all. He's just rich. That's all. He ain't Superman. Batman can't beat Superman. It's a dumbass premise.
Yeah.
Because Superman got actual powers, like Wonder Woman.
Yeah. Oh,
that's okay. Batman just rich. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
I digress.
But I respect your digression. Okay.
No, but like, you just go back to being normal. That is that's extraordinary, but.
Yeah.
I guess, I mean, it's also extraordinary being occupied by such a brutal force on your own land, and you just want your children to be safe and your country to be safe.
Yeah. And you have that goal, you know. I mean, mm-hmm. it's definitely not the same thing that was happening in America, but what I think...
Well, not yet. Knock on wood, girl.
We need to focus on, right... is community, is protecting each other, is going, okay, well, what needs to happen and who needs protection, you know?
Yeah.
I
mean, I need to learn how to make grenades with nails. I mean, that seems like a useful skill in the world that we live in nowadays.
You know what? It's not a bad thing to learn
how to do a shotgun with gas pipes.
What?
I mean...
Lovetta is open to
suggestions. Can you imagine that? Fuck you up.
Yeah.
That will fuck you up.
For real.
So, I mean, so she lived to be in her 90s.
That's
what's so amazing, that she survived and then survived, I guess, another, 50 years?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I love stories like that really inspire me because, you know, you could be living through the worst of it. And I've said this before, where like, even if times are very, very bad, you hear stories of people who survived World War I and World War II, like in Europe, you know, like it's not great, but then they lived, they you can still have a beautiful life amidst chaos. You just have to not let the chaos bring you down. I don't mean ignore it. I mean, don't let it take away your humanity.
Well, I mean, just surviving, I think that's why a lot of people, there's survivor's remorse, right? Or guilt.
Yes.
Because what did you have to do to survive? Whether that's actually doing something or not doing something.
Right.
And here's a woman who, and how do you say it? Neves?
Neves.
Neves did something.
She did.
And along with, and circumstances happened where the Japanese were expelled from the Philippines after doing a lot of damage. But then picking up your life again and surviving another like almost 50 years. Like that's,
and getting your life,
having children and grandchildren. Like that's amazing.
I think it's the most inspirational to me to see, especially now.
Like, can you imagine being one of her grandkids?
Right. Be like, you know what my grandma did? Okay.
Damn.
I mean, I bet you around her children, they did not do your mama jokes. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, say
no,
it again.
No, you would be awesome.
I know. My mama did? Okay.
You know what would be so awesome, though? If she had the best sense of humor and would, like, make jokes about what she did.
Oh, I know, right?
That would be so fun. That'd be so fun. Like, we all, when we think of historical figures, we think of them being very serious. And,
yeah.
You know, and it's like, it's true. Sometimes maybe they were, like, jokesters or something. I would love to imagine that she was a jokester, like.
They're still human, right?
Yeah, yeah. That is amazing. So do you know when she, I know it's hard because you don't have all the, it's hard to find the details. So you just know that there's that one photo of her that you're going to post and she lived to be in her 90s. Wow.
And, hey, listen, if you're listening and you're like, oh, I actually have access to more information on her.
Or if you're one of her grandkids of her, or her great grandkids, that would be so amazing.
That would be amazing. Because, I mean, she just... It's really incredible. Like, I can't imagine my brain being able to do that.
Like, I love this.
She
you
is
go,
special.
Girl.
Yes.
You know, it's going back to the 90s. You go, girl.
Oh, my God. Go on,
Niece
girl.
Fernandez.
Remember
oh,
that?
That's amazing. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I love it. And she's like,
right. Yep.
I mean, girls got to do what a girl's got to do. So, but I just love it that a teacher, man, don't fuck with the teachers.
Don't fuck with the teachers.
Don't
also
fuck with
pay
the teachers.
Them more money. Like while
pay
we're talking about teachers. Cute.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because nobody knows how to improvise like a teacher.
That's a fact. That's a fact and a half.
You do not want them on the battlefield.
Like, actually teaching Pilates, like they, in my program before, like we were allowed to leave, they were saying that you could like, imagine you're teaching and suddenly you have zero equipment and no mat and you have an hour class. What are you going to do? And that makes you think. And I have been, and since I've been in that situation.
So that's why she was like, I don't have any arms, any weapons. What am I going to do? I got some nails.
Yeah.
And some gas.
And this round thing. Yep.
That's what I got.
Okay. I have a knife sharpener. I'm going to take this long knife.
Yeah. And you know, when you were saying that the bolo, it makes me think, because like a bolo or a machete is so personal. So you have to be up close on someone.
Yeah.
Because there's one thing about like, that's what I mean about the bravery. There's one thing like planting a grenade or throwing or whatever. Not that I could do that either, but being up close, personal and quiet. Oh, they did not see her coming. They did not.
But imagine... Like, I don't know. There's part of me that's like, maybe we all have it in us. Like if you walked in and you see a guard stopping people from saving a comfort woman. I don't know.
Yeah.
I might have it in me.
Oh, man. You know I wish. Mean? I think I have it in me, but that comes from other things. On that note.
On that note. Okay.
Thank you so much. She's amazing. Isn't she amazing, listeners? Like Neves Fernandez, right?
Yes,
Neves
yes.
Fernandez. Oh, thank you so much for sharing that with us, Miriam. And thank you, listeners, for joining us for this week's episode of the Notorious Women Podcast. Guys, remember to follow us on all the things. If you're listening to us on YouTube, hit that like and subscribe button. So you'll get notifications. If you are listening to us on your favorite podcatcher, hit that like and subscribe button, download button or add button or follow button or whatever it is whatever platform
press all
you
the
are
buttons.
On. Press all the buttons and also copy the link and share it with your friends and your families. Don't just tell them about it because everybody's busy. Yep. Everybody's busy on TikTok trying to get Hermes bags for $40 because I think the Chinese are so mad they're giving away for $40.
I love it. Thank you, China. Never thought I'd say that, but I am.
And before you go over to TikTok, if you're over at TikTok, Mary's going to tell you how to like and support the show there. But If you want to tell your friends and your families about the show, again, don't just tell them about it. Copy the link and send it to them. Copy the link and send it to them. And also, please give us a 5-star review. 5 stars, 5 stars.
Yes.
5-star review on the Apple Store and in Spotify and on the Spotify platform. That will really, really help us. We need to get our review numbers up because we know you guys love us, but we need to let other people know that y'all love us. So go in and write us a 5-star review on Spotify or in the Apple Store. And Miriam, how else can they find the show and support the show and do all the things and find us?
We have a TikTok, as Lavetta mentioned, Notorious Women Podcast. We have an Instagram, Notorious Women Podcast. It's the same thing. Go on there, like, follow. I do different things on both things. I kind of run them both, although Lavetta's going to start making beautiful videos for me. Thank you, Lavetta. Uh-huh, calling you out right now.
You're always telling me, yeah, guys.
She's like, I'm not, though.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, still waiting. TikTok. Speaking of TikTok. Also, if you want to email us, if you have longer things to send us, it's notoriouswmpod@gmail.com. And that is that.
Yeah. Thank you so much again, guys, for joining us. And we will see you next week. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Produced by Atavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.